I'm Brenda Fisher, Talent and Literary Manager.
And I'm Jacqueline Reynolds, Chief Digital Talent Officer at RSA Entertainment.
Our podcast, Badass Babes of Entertainment, will discuss the entertainment industry and the challenges facing today's actors, influencers, brands, and content creators. Journey!
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Look at you getting so grown up. You still have your cute dimple, though. I love your little dimples. You're the cutest. How old are you now?
I'm 7.
You're 7? Mm-hmm. Miss Journey Christine Scott, who is one of the stars of The Upshot. Maya, I cannot wait to see you. Are you having so much fun on set?
Yeah. We just finished the first season, actually.
You did? You love being on set, don't you?
It's really fun, actually. They make lots of jokes.
Lots of jokes? So do you feel like when you're on set that you get to play pretend with a bunch of adults? Yeah. Feels that way?
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been acting?
Since I was 1 year old.
I know. I remember. I remember because you have been on Team RSA since you were just a baby. And look at you now. Big 7-year-old and you're on your most amazing booking yet on The Upshaws, and we were so excited when you booked that. But you've done really well. You've booked a lot of things. You've booked some films and some commercials, and you're one of those kids that just had it from the beginning. Since you were a baby, I remember you just being so full of energy and just happy to be in front of people and not afraid of anything. You're just a fierce little mama. So what do you like doing when you're not acting?
Well, I like playing with my brothers, watching stuff on my laptop.
What kind of TV shows do you like to watch?
I really don't know. I like mostly all the TV shows I watch.
Yeah, all of them? You just like watching all kinds of TV? Do you have any pets?
No, no pets. I used to have pet fish, but it died.
Oh, no. It crossed the rainbow fish bridge?
Yep.
Oh. So you're the only girl, and you have 3 brothers, and you get along with all of them, huh?
Nope, not one.
Nope? You don't get along with any of them? You still play with them?
Well, sometimes I get along with the oldest brother, Mason. He's 14. Mm-hmm.
Mason is 14. Wow. Where did the time go? Is he a protective brother?
Yeah, he's really smart. He likes nature.
He likes nature?
Yeah. He wanted a snake for his birthday.
Oh, my goodness. What did mom say?
She said that she'll buy the to keep it alive, but she ain't buying the snake.
Get him a plastic one or the rubber snake and put it in there. So that's about as close as you're getting. Yeah, I'm afraid of snakes. I don't think I could have a snake in my house either as a pet. It's like a little bit different having a dog versus a snake. Yikes, yikes, yikes. So what have you been doing during the COVID pandemic?
We've been doing school and self-tapes. And
yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. So what do you like the best about acting?
You get to travel around the world, which is really fun. And you meet lots of famous people. And it's just really fun. I like it.
You've always been really good at it. And you've always been such a good little dedicated studier and always did your work, worked on your lines. And you've always been such a good kid. I know that your mom appreciates that, and I know you appreciate your mama because she works hard to make sure that you can do this. If you could say anything to your mom right now about all the amazing things she does for you, what would you say to her?
I would give her a huge big hug and say, thank you for everything, Mom.
Oh, that's awesome. Because your mama definitely is a badass babe, isn't she? She is one tough mama, and wow, having 4 kids and still making sure that you have made it to all your auditions, to set, and you're always prepared. You're such a good kid, and that's such a big thing, is that you have always been the sweetest little girl.
Thank you.
And you're welcome, and the cutest, and we just love, love, love having you on our team. And we're so happy for you that you're doing so well.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Is there anything that you would like to tell your fans out there in La La Land?
Sometimes it could be really easy or it could be pretty hard. And practice makes perfect. And it doesn't matter if it's hard because you just have to keep on practicing. Practice your lines. After lunch, go practice your lines. And yeah. you'll get it. It's really fun sometimes, but sometimes it's difficult. But you just got to try your best.
Just got to try your best. And that's great advice, Miss Journey Christine Scott, who is one of the stars of the Upshaws on Netflix. When is your show coming out?
I think it's coming out like after spring break.
Right around that time?
Yeah.
Okay. You'll have to keep us posted so that we can do lots of shout outs and let everybody know so that they can watch you on Netflix on the Upshaws. Okay. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for being on our podcast, The Badass Babes of Entertainment. And I know you think that name's so funny, don't you? It's silly. And being on our Team RSA, we love, love, love you and are so glad that you're with us.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, sweetie, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
You can follow us on all things social media. Insta at Babes of Entertainment, Twitter, Babe_podcast, and Facebook at Babes of Entertainment. You got it? Now come on.
Well, my name is AJ Huerman. I am the CEO and founder of AJ Huerman Communications, which is a mouthful, and I might have named it differently if I knew then what I know now. And I am a publicist / social media strategist.
Awesome. And a fellow badass babe of entertainment.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. I'll take it. I'll put it on my business card.
Heck yeah. We're like a whole community here. We have to support each other. That's what it's all about. So
women supporting women, man. I'm here for it. I try to take female clients as many as possible. Absolutely.
That's awesome. No, that's absolutely awesome. And it's so funny. Funny story how we met. We are both dog lovers.
We met at the dog park, right? We hadn't met before that.
Nope, at the dog park.
No, we're always both there on Sunday mornings. I go every Sunday to meet a friend of mine, and you're always there with your three adorable dogs. And usually, is it Mimi? Minnie?
Yep, Mimi.
Mimi is the one in the dress?
Yes, she has the Minnie Mouse dress on.
Yeah, that's why I said Minnie. Yeah, so she's always in her cute little dress. And the day we met, I can't forget it, because your little white poodle was wearing a security shirt. Like he was a badass security guard. And he doesn't really look like that kind of dog. So they stand out. They're really adorable.
It empowers him to feel like he can, you know, take on a Great Dane every once in a while. And he thinks he's something. But yeah, so it was really great to run into you and find out what you do. And I'm like, awesome. A fellow entertainment person. And we got to talking and now we share a client. And it's great how you can network and meet people all over the place. It's such a small world.
I know. I think you have to just kind of open yourself up to that possibility. I meet people almost every day, well, less so in quarantine, but almost every day, you know. And it's my business is, I'm a freelancer. I work for myself with just a very small staff, and I haven't had to hustle for business. And I think that a lot of that has to do with the fact that I'm very open to giving advice and networking and talking about what I do and hearing about what other people do.
Absolutely. Now, it's always nice when people are approachable and willing to share information, because that's one of the things that I find about this industry sometimes is that people can be very guarded about their connections and their information, and they don't want to share because they feel like they're going to lose something. And I really don't feel that's the case. I think the more we put ourselves up there and share, the more we're going to get back. It's like good karma.
Yeah. And your listeners can't see this, but I'm nodding. I completely agree with you. I think women are victims of systemic misogyny just as much as, you know, we're victimized by men, we're victimized by ourselves because we're so conditioned to see each other as competition and not yes. colleagues. And I think that if we can get better about that, it will make a huge difference. So I try very hard to like be open and honest. And, you know, if another publicist asks me, hey, do you know who the, you know, movie critic is at Variety? I'll be like, absolutely. Here's their name and email. Tell them I sent you. You know, it's not there, but there are publicists out there that aren't like that. And it's unfortunate. I get it. But no, I agree with you. I think it's important to be less guarded about stuff. We're all in it together.
We really are. And I know that that's been a huge thing that everyone said during COVID, but you know, we were all in this together before this happened. And
yeah.
I think COVID is really pointing out to us that, you know, we need to be more inclusive and we need to share and we need to be there for each other, even, you know, during the good times, not just the bad times.
Yes, very well said.
Absolutely. So thank you, AJ. I'm really excited about our podcast and sharing some thoughts. And one more time, do a little plug for your PR business.
Yeah, sure. So AJ Fewerman Communications, we specialize in public entertainment industry related publicity. You know, I do a lot of independent films. I have a few actor clients that are up and coming, like your client, David Sheftel, who is wonderful.
Right.
You can catch him in Willy's Wonderland, which is out right now on demand. Sorry, got to do it.
That's
and
right.
If anyone wants to reach out and talk about publicity or social media, I can talk about it for hours. And my social media handles are all the same. It's just AJ Fewerman, and that's, you know, real quick, Fewerman, AJ Fewerman, Twitter, Instagram, all the things.
Perfect. And yeah. One last thing before you go.
Yeah.
I want every woman coming on our podcast to do a shout out to a woman who has inspired them or helped them to get to where they are, or, you know, reached out to them and gave a hand up.
Oh goodness, there are so many. I've been so lucky. Gosh, where do I even begin? I mean, I have a network of just friends who both do and don't work in the entertainment industry. One of my best friends is my friend Melissa, who doesn't work in the entertainment industry, but is constantly just a wonderful resource of information. And, you know, she happens to work for a giant internet company that everyone probably has heard of. But anyway, you know, I always am bugging her as my like personal IT person. She's wonderful. And, you know, I have another good friend, Chris Lamb, whom I've known for years and years, who I met. Funny story, if you'll indulge me for a second. She actually interviewed me for a job when I was just starting out, and I was overqualified for the job, and she knew that, and she was very honest with me, and she also said that she liked me and wanted to stay in touch. That was in 2007-ish. We're still very good friends, and she is the reason I learned to teach, probably went into a different mindset when approaching other women in interview scenarios. She's also partially responsible for why I became interested in social media. She got me involved in an organization called Social Media Club. And yeah, so it's her fault that I'm addicted to Twitter and Instagram. So, you know, I'd like to give a shout out to Chris Lamb, who's also a brilliant social media strategist. So
that's awesome.
Let's go with those two women.
All right.
I could name 20 more.
Right? Isn't that great? When you start thinking about it, you really think about how many women have helped us get here. And, you know, we just really need to stay on that path of, you know, reaching out to others and helping each other. And I think it's fabulous. And
yeah,
thank
I mean, look
you
what
again.
You guys are doing at RSA. You guys are, you know, you're branded as, you know, helping the future Oscar winners, which I think is wonderful. Like, we should all be so lucky.
That's, you know what, you gotta reach high and just go for
yeah.
it. And
yeah, women own businesses, man.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, thanks, AJ. I really appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thanks for being on, babe. And you'll have to look forward to sharing this podcast with your ladies that you did a shout out to.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, if my mom could hang it on the fridge, she would. So we'll
right?
definitely share it. And
awesome.
I'll see you on Sunday at the park.
Yes, I'll see you on Sunday.
Okay, that was great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. See you, AJ.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. We want to invite you to follow Babe. You can like and subscribe, as well as giving us 5 stars if you love us, which we hope you do. Thank you so much for being part of Babe. You can follow us on all things social media. Insta at Babes of Entertainment. Twitter, Babe_podcast. And Facebook at Babes of Entertainment. You got it? Now come on.